out of bed, and out of ideas. Back to more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
On Star 102.5.
You must forgive this rather unruly debate, Your Grace.
Nonsense. I find it entertaining.
No.
All of you at one table. With your children.
I realize it may be unfashionable, but we like each other. Most of the time. You should join us more often, Your Grace.
Ah, the class and sophistication of Bridgerton,
yes.
Right, Colleen?
Yes.
You're a big fan. You enjoyed it.
Do they always have that background conversation going on during the show?
In that particular scene.
Wow, is that a... That is annoying.
Yeah, they gotta have that dining room...
Distracting.
...feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I could understand them.
Well, because it was other thing. Family members were talking.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But because of Bridgerton... They have seen, and it's what is it? It's a period piece. It's Renaissance. Is that sort of what it would be?
Yeah.
Okay. The online searches and purchases for corsets have skyrocketed because I guess they're featured on the show a lot. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're wearing?
Yeah. I mean, that was part of the dress for the time.
Gotcha. Now, my question to you, Colleen, is that you Sex and the City, they did capes for a while, and you were... Getting heavily invested in wanting to buy and wear capes around Des Moines.
Yeah.
Which did not pan out. So are you going to be rocking a corset soon?
I had a corset.
Yeah.
15, 16 years ago.
Okay.
But it seemed in fashion. I got it from like Forever 21 or wherever I was shopping at the time.
Where did you wear it?
Out. I don't know. Drink.
All right.
One of the establishments I was visiting and dancing. Bum, bum, da, da, da.
Was it a 1920s?
Not that good of a rhythm to
the
speakeasy
or something? Have
dancing. Ba, ba, da, ba, over there.
I don't.
Over there.
You know, because I've also been watching Outlander, which is another kind of period piece.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of corsets in that one, too. And sometimes I think I might have kind of liked the time of corset because it gives you a waist if you don't really have one. I don't have a lot of a waist. I know that's not my body frame. I never have.
What, you just keep tying and
it squeezes. Because that was like my wedding. I think about my wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved about my wedding is it was corset style, so it could really cinch and give me a good waist.
Ah.
So sometimes I think corsets wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah.
Now,
who's
I think if I had to put it on every day like they did back then... It would drive me nuts. It was probably very uncomfortable. But it does give you a nice waist.
Did you ever buy a cape?
I had a cape-esque type thing.
No, not cape-esque.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I feel like those might also be bad. I see women wearing stuff like that their arms just kind of hang out of.
I think that's like a shawl.
I just don't.
I mean, I have not seen anyone in Des Moines wearing a cape, and especially a cape and corset look.
Well, none of us have been doing a lot of stuff, so...
You can't blame this on the pandemic. Don't wear capes and corsets at the same time.
Okay, I didn't say I had a corset right now. I'm just saying that it has occurred to me, especially, these period pieces have been popular, and as I watch women lace up, I sometimes think, it does look nice. It's flattering.
Is your husband going to lace you up at 3:30 in the morning?
God, no. I'm going to have to get my, lady in waiting? I don't know. Who was the one who...
Lady in waiting?
I don't know what they were called. Your
I
lady?
Don't know.
They just have them.
All
my lady.
I know.
Where's
all
my
I
lady?
Know is you'll be real pleasant. Yeah, can't wait.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.